in the seed world with the Seed Vault, we essentially have a library of life. It's a living library. And like a regular library, every once in a while, a librarian will lose a book or something will happen. There'll be an accident. It'll be destroyed. And the same thing goes with a seed bank manager. A sample will be lost. But what if that sample is Romeo and Juliet, the botanical equivalent of that? And that's why we need to be very careful and we need to have more than one copy.
It's a poetic summary of the role of seed banks and the big vault. But what Professor Fowler is talking about is global food security. Note my emphasis on the word global. Storing Australian seeds in the North Pole isn't enough, he says, because a seed from India could hold the answer to one of Australia's major problems.
Absolutely, and vice versa. So that's why we need to be concerned about what's going on in India, and Indians need to be concerned about your gene bank here in Horsham. We're all in this together.
Which becomes interesting when you look at politics and cultural differences, you know, economic status. How do you feel on a global level about the involvement and how many samples you've got? Yeah,
I feel great. Of course, I want it all. But we now have samples of 864,000 different crop varieties up there. So if you can imagine having more than 100,000 different types of wheat.
I can't.
It's awe-inspiring, and I know most people have a hard time getting their head around that one. You know, you go to rice and people think, oh, brown rice and white rice and basmati. And but again, more than 120,000 different types of rice. And you might say to yourself, well, gosh, why do we need so many? Or do we need so many? Or why don't we just get the best one? But there is no such thing as the best because everything in the world is changing. And we have collected and conserved some miserable, awful-looking variety of some particular crop just in case. There's a case where we did that exactly in Turkey. It ended up that it had disease resistance to a whole broad range of diseases and is now in the pedigree of virtually every variety being grown in the United States in the northern part of the state. So looks can be deceiving, and sometimes you wonder, well, why are we saving something? But it might have just one particular trait, and that trait might economically be so valuable that it would pay the cost of your entire gene bank.
To put this whole project in perspective, There has been an example recently in Syria where this could be so soon after it's been built, could be used.
Right. Well, there was an international center, had one of the biggest and best collections of wheat, barley, chickpeas, lentils, crops, all of which you grow here in Australia. And this was one of the best collections in the world and the best research collections and great researchers. But it's on the outskirts of Aleppo, Syria, and Aleppo, Syria is in deep trouble right now with a huge amount of fighting. So we don't think that seed collection has been lost as is right there in Aleppo, but that could come any day now. Even if it's survived and in great shape there, you can't get seeds out of there. So if you need them, tough luck. I don't think they're getting back into Syria anytime soon. So they're going to reestablish that gene bank now in two locations, in Morocco and Lebanon. And when that's finished, I would anticipate that we'll be sending their seeds back to them.
You were talking about limited funding. How much support do you have?
Not enough. It's an amazing thing. You know, you get in the middle of a financial crisis and governments can bail out. And we think that for half a billion, 500 million to 800 million, somewhere in that range, we could conserve all of crop diversity forever. I can tell them that we are going to face a huge food security crisis, and we need not only to conserve this diversity, but we need to research it. So it's not enough that we keep a lot of frozen seeds conserved forever. We need to know what's inside those seeds. So we need more funding going to a facility like you have here in Horsham to find out, does this seed have the drought tolerance, or is it resistant to this pest or disease? That's where you really get the value out of these, and it'll pay many times over the cost of conserving it.